Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. And, of course, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to get into this right away. Where are people getting this from? I mean, the answer is obvious. And the answer is found in Scripture, John 10:12, from the hirelings. Where are people getting this from? When it comes to Jesus and a picture of him coming back to take his saints out of the world. And in many cases, the inference is that they're going to be raptured, right? And we're not going just there. But the pictures that they show are of Jesus holding his hands open, saying, I'm coming back, with a big smile on his face, a comforting smile. Folks, that's not in the Bible. This is what comes from Americans, especially those that call themselves Christians. This is what comes. This is the fruit of what happens. People start to believe this because of the false grace that's been preached in the pulpits. A lawless society is what springs out and mushrooms forth. And then they wonder why they're losing their country. It's because they haven't studied and showed themselves approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth, which is found in 2 Timothy 2:15. They haven't known concerning the doctrine that Jesus gave us a prerequisite to following him, which is found in John 7:17. No, they heard it from somebody, but I'm here to tell you today, it's not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. Hey, folks, let me just say this real quick before we get on some of the topics, before we get to our main topic. Amos 5:18 tells us this, okay? Woe, it's a curse, not a blessing. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. Did you hear me? Which flies in the face of all the pictures of Jesus coming back with a big comforting smile on his face, telling the saints that this is how it's going to happen. No, it's not going to happen that way. Just completely in the sense of the opposite when it comes to Scripture. Chapter 5 of Amos, verse 19. It will be as though a man fled from a lion only to meet a bear, as though he entered into his house and rested his hand upon the wall to only have a snake bite him. Will not the day of the Lord be darkness, not light, pitch dark, without a ray of brightness in it? Oh my goodness! Does this not again fly in the face of what is portrayed in the American church on so many different fronts? Oh, my goodness. We're going to get to that. I don't want to get way ahead of myself because I can fly with this topic right now. Did anybody see, before we get to the main topic, did anybody see this brand new Trump release video, which came out hours after this alleged raid took place in Mar-a-Lago, Florida? It's amazing how fast they released this video. It's almost like playing the fool. It's almost like they already had it ready to go. And what is it? Well, let me say it this way, because you're going to watch it. You're going to hear it in just a moment. The history of dictatorships is to tear down a society and to rebuild it with a savior. Did you hear what I said? Is to tear down a society, tell them that that society does not work anymore. Hey, by the way, what you want to understand is we don't need more laws. We need the old ones enforced. We need good men in office enforcing those good laws to put a stop to what's going on in this country today. But what they do, dictators, they suggest a new system of government. Did you hear what I said? They suggest a new system of government. And what you're going to hear is just that, folks. We don't need new laws. We need the old ones enforced, because if they're enforced, it's going to put a stop to all of their unlawful policies. You know it as a new world order. You know it as the establishment in America today. Instead of enforcing the laws that are already there, which they promised to do, Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, 23, what do? Oh, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. They leave off the law, they bring no justice, and then they go back to the people and say, it just doesn't work anymore. Oh, it works. We need a reformation. Friends, we need a reformation, and we need good men in office to enforce the laws that we have and get rid of the 10,000 policies that have been created by the establishment that so many people in this country state and declare that they're so sick and tired of. We don't need new laws. We need the old ones enforced, because let me remind you of what good old Abe said. Love him or hate him, he was right when he said it. He said, there is no law in the books that gives us the right to do the wrong thing. That's right. And in stark contrast, what did Charles D. Montesquieu say, along with William Blackstone and along with that of John Locke? Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. These lawless reprobates that you believe to be your politicians, your representatives, have sold you out a long time ago, and that's why they're suggesting that the system doesn't work anymore. I'm teeing it up for this video. They're going to suggest to you that this system does not work anymore. Okay? And I'm here to tell you it's worked for 250 years. I'm here to tell you that we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. No nation can do that without the aid of heaven. Period. As a matter of fact, it was President Mildred that said, heaven and the Constitution are the only sure foundations. That's exactly right. What you have is a bunch of politicians in this country that are allied, which will be disannulled, friends, rest assured, either before judgment by the people or after judgment when God brings it. Period. It's one of the two. It's up to you as how you want to see this thing go down. But what I want you to understand is they are allied in their efforts by creating war against God and his moral law, which established upon common law in this country, which war against heaven, and it's a war that will never be won. But they're trying to create a world without God, and I'm about ready to show you a video of a prime example of just that. Remember, they have to tear down the old system by not enforcing the law, to create a new system, tear down the Constitution, and recreate one that looks just like you. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, we yesterday's content is the expose that we did on Donald Trump coming from his attorney, Michael Cohen. It came from Wayne Madsen Report, the Wayne Madsen Report, February 28th through March 1st, 2019. So if you want to get all that information, go over to his website and he will reaffirm the content in which he has, which we highlighted yesterday. And keep in mind, folks, this came from his former attorney, Michael Cohen, just so you know, just so you know. I want to show you something. It's interesting. Donald Trump just released a campaign ad style video on his Truth Social platform. Only hours after the FBI allegedly raided his Florida home. Folks, what begs the question here is, why is DeSantis weighing in on what the FBI did there when he has the power and the authority to deal with the FBI? The federal government does have no right over states' rights. Read the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And it's also interesting in what needs to be begged when it comes to the sheriff there in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. Where were they to put a stop to what the FBI did? Okay? And again, I'm saying allegedly, folks, because you are being scammed at every given turn. And notice how it's one crisis after another crisis. They just have to keep this continual warfare going against the American people. Don't doubt a thing I'm telling you right now. That which allegedly took place in Mar-a-Lago concerning the raid on Donald Trump's place, isn't it interesting? Because the message is Joe Biden is treasonous. He's violated the Constitution. He's a liar. There's no truth in the man. John 8:44. And I'm also thinking of Article 3, Section 3 in Luke 22:48 as well. And it's interesting that Joe stays there by voter fraud, but we're going to attack Donald Trump. Here's the message. They're browbeating you into submission concerning the establishment that Donald Trump serves. How many times has Donald Trump said, they're not after me, they're after you? He said, the only thing is I'm standing in between, in their way. Really? Who's this all aimed at? It's not aimed at Donald Trump. It's not aimed at Donald Trump. It's aimed at the American people to keep January 6th alive. That's all this is, friends. That's all this is. So let's go over to this video that was just posted hours after this alleged FBI. It's amazing how it was just sitting there on the burner, ready to be released to his followers, to his worshipers. Acts 12:21. And how many of his worshipers are drinking the Kool-Aid? I'm telling you this, folks, right now, you better beware of what you're doing by continuously following this man who has borne fruit contrary to what he said. Okay, Matthew 7:16. You're going to get what you deserve if you don't open your eyes. Listen, we've spent thousands of hours on this show trying to pry your eyes open to understand what you're dealing with. Okay? And we've shown you over and over and over again about what I'm ready to show you once again. You ready for this? This is Donald Trump's video, which was released hours after the alleged raid that took place on his home there in Mar-a-Lago. Check this out. Just shows the FBI, Secret Service, looking around, and then all of a sudden...
We are a nation that has the highest inflation in over 40 years.
Listen to this. We're a nation that has the highest inflation in over 40 years. This is the guy that racked up $8.7 trillion more of national deficit before he became the president. He promised to eradicate it. So what he's doing is telling you what he did and what he's responsible for, in many cases, of doing himself. Okay? He's just blaming Biden for what he's a part of, period.
Stock market just finished the worst first half of a year in more than five decades. We are a nation that has the highest energy costs in its history.
Huh.
And we are no longer energy independent.
Driving it to the ground. This is what they do.
We were just 2 short years ago.
Just 2 short years ago.
We are a nation that is begging Venezuela and Saudi Arabia for oil. We are a nation.
Okay, so folks, what we're going to do is we're going to let a commercial run, and we're going to come right back to this because it's important that you hear how Donald Trump is truly, if you're paying attention, he's really truly telling on himself for what he gave over to Joe Biden because he was the responsible one for bringing about all of these statistics. Okay, here we go.
Leaving behind dead soldiers, American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the finest military equipment in the world.
Yeah, well.
We are a nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people, and it will only get worse. We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never before. We've never seen anything like this. We are a nation that no longer has a free and fair press. Fake news is about all you get.
Fake news.
We're a nation where
fake news is about all you get, folks. He's telling you the truth, but keep in mind it's the fake news outlets that gave him all the airtime that he needed to get into the people's White House. Don't forget about that, okay?
Free speech is no longer allowed.
Free speech is no longer allowed. That is the bulwark against tyranny concerning our First Amendment. Why didn't Donald do anything about it, folks? Because it's a part of the plan. Because if they can take down Trump, the impression is, in what they're trying to get into your heads as they continuously browbeat you, that if we can take down Donald Trump, we can take down anybody. Here's the truth of the matter. When you look at dictators as to how they rise through injustice. Okay? Now, Christians rise through the cross. They rise out of the ashes. It's the power of God unto salvation. Dictators, their crimes are highlighted concerning their rise in the face of the people. How many crimes were we told about concerning every administration before they took the people's White House? Every single one of them. And it's a dangerous game that they're playing indeed. And they're playing the game with us, friends. They're playing the game on the longevity of this country and the future of America. Okay, you got to pay attention to what he's saying here. We're no longer a country of free speech. You want to bet? Why would the guy that's responsible for making America great again, why would he get up in the face of his worshipers and tell them that freedom of speech is a thing of the past? Tear down the old system, bring in the new system. Nothing new under the sun here.
Where crime is rampant like never before.
Crime is rampant like never before. Wasn't it this guy, as a matter of fact, here I want to show it to you, wasn't it this guy that actually released how many prisoners before he left the People's White House? I want you to think about what he's saying here. Okay? How many prisoners were let go by none other than Donald Trump? How many political prisoners, tax evaders, how many were freed upon the American people before he left? The Washington Times reported 143 of them. And that was right before he left the People's White House. So let's not sit there and act like we have no idea who the responsible party is or the culprits are when it comes to the lawlessness that's taking place here. This is the same government that has illegally sanctioned murder of the innocent in the womb. This is the same government under the State Department that is child trafficking. They're the greatest traffickers, saith McAfee. Okay, all this information, folks, scandal after scandal, lie after lie, these are the people that are trying to drive you and corral you into the new narrative. The old system doesn't work. The new one that we built does. That's called the New World Order, friends. And the Bible is clear when it says we are not to be given unto those that are given to change.
Where the economy has been collapsing, where more people died of COVID in 2021.
Yeah, and we're talking about the father of the vaccine. And by the way, they're not dying of COVID. They're dying of protocol in the hospitals. Okay, go to Health Impact News and you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. Most people know what we're telling them now to be the truth after 3 years and how many millions of people have already passed because they didn't listen concerning the experimental jabs. He's the one that opened the floodgates of vaccines and the likes of Bill Gates, who wants to genocide and depopulate the world, and that of Anthony Fauci. This is the guy that did that. This is the guy that did that. Don't forget that.
And in 2020, we are a nation that is allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon, and China to use the trillions and trillions of dollars it's taken from the United
States. And he's the one that approved it, friends.
To build a military to rival our own. We are a nation that over the past 2 years is no longer respected or listened to all around the world.
No, we're not. Because we're hated by the world because of what Americans have allowed their politicians to do to third world countries and to other countries. Don't forget that. And there's going to be recompense, no question about it. And we're seeing that today. That's why you have all these Middle Eastern people coming into America that want to dominate this country, conquer this country. It's because of what the American people have tolerated, and Donald Trump is one of the prime reasons we are hated by the world. Okay? Lump it or leave it, friends. It matters not. The truth is the truth, and it doesn't matter if you like it or not. The fact of the matter is, unless we straighten this out before God, it's going to come, and it's going to be the judgment from heaven, not from man, and it's going to fall on all of us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Soaring inflation is leading more Americans to tap into their savings to make ends meet. That's according to a survey from New York Life. the life insurance company found 36% of respondents dipped into their savings during the first half of the year as inflation grips the country. The average amount was $617. A scene is still active northeast of Cincinnati after an armed subject attempted to breach an FBI visitor screening facility in the city.
The situation is contained to a certain area. There is a perimeter set up within that area. So nothing outside of that area. Right now, there is no public risk to anything outside of that area.
An Ohio State Patrol official saying gunfire was exchanged during a police pursuit after the suspect's vehicle stopped. USA Radio News. The Department of Justice is suing former Trump advisor Peter Navarro over his refusal to turn over private emails that he allegedly used to conduct White House business when Trump was president. Navarro is under indictment after refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th committee.
I, Peter Navarro, am the only senior White House advisor in the history of this republic ever been criminally charged in this manner.
A funeral was held Thursday for late Indiana Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. The Republican was killed in a crash last week. Walorski was coming up on a decade of service in the House. LIV Golf is accusing the PGA Tour of getting Tiger Woods to criticize players who jump ship to the Saudi-backed tour. A lawsuit filed by the golfers who made the switch to LIV claims the PGA got Woods to do its bidding by suggesting they would never play in the Masters, Open, or other majors. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, listen, as much as you're allegedly, folks, so sick and tired of hearing all the bad news, apparently not enough yet because you're still allowing the bad guys to do what the bad guys do. You know, evil prevails because good men do nothing. No, that's not the truth. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. Now, the fact of the matter is, just to put you in your right category, good men, anointed by God and empowered by the Holy Ghost, don't allow evil to prevail. Edmund Burke was completely off on that quote. Good men do not allow evil to prevail. Wicked men do. And when you look at it, wicked men that allow wicked men to do the things that wicked men do, they're all in it together, regardless if they want to see it that way or not. Because both groups are going to answer to God for what one did and what one tolerated. And there is no in-betweenites. I'd rather have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So let's get to this. And it's one of those deals where we all need to understand it. Someone just said during the first segment, you know, the rapture is completely unscriptural. You're exactly right. And it's interesting how they try to take prophecy from the Old Testament to the book of Revelation to the book of Matthew 24, and they try to connect all of it. Well, folks, they've been doing that since the beginning. But here's the deal. Matthew 24:36 tells us this. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. The Son doesn't even know, but the Father. So when you hear people talking about how this is all going to play out, we've got scripture to hold to. We don't need their added opinions that divide the people. We're supposed to be of the same heart, the same mind, and the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Also read Ephesians 4 when you get a moment. Okay? When you go over to John 17, just tearing down this heresy that's been that's been permeating the church for hundreds of years concerning the rapture, we're just getting this out of the side or out of the way real quick here, friends. When you go to John 17:15, and this is great because when I get these burnt hippies that are teaching this heresy, I just simply ask them the question, well, what does Matthew 24:36 say? And they don't want to make reference to the word. Well, this is what so-and-so said. I said, and I say, I didn't ask you what that carnal reprobate man had to say. I'm asking you, what does Scripture have to say? Well, I don't know, Bradley, but I'm telling you, so-and-so said. No, and then they tried. Folks, they reach for other men that have created this heresy. That's all they've got. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to hear this next scripture that I give to them. Well, what did John 17:15 say to us? It says, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. Wait a second. That flies in the face of these heretics. Jesus said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. Whoa! Okay, this is what Jesus said, and if he's our Lord, that's who we hold to. Then it says, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. Jesus said, Lord, I'm not praying that you should take them out of the world. I'm just asking, Lord, that you keep them from the evil one. Oh, does that line up with the fact that the Bible tells us that we're supposed to occupy until he comes? Hey, folks, there's no Christian military occupation in America concerning the modern-day church and the modern-day professors. They have no idea what spiritual warfare is. That's foreign to them. They think that's the devil because that's what their pastors say, that when trials and tribulations and persecutions come, that it's the devil. Wow! That flies in the face of what Jesus said when he said, even those that desire to live godly will be persecuted for his name's sake. Of course it comes from the persecutor, no question about it. The accuser of the brother, no doubt about it. We all understand that. But that's what you're called to. Here, I better give it to somebody because somebody will send me an email. I'm going to 1 Thessalonians right now. And when I go over to 1 Thessalonians, what I'm going to find is where it tells us that we're called to these afflictions. Okay? For our gospel came not only unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men were among you for your sakes. And you have become followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. Whoa. Okay, wait a second. And then when I think about what other scriptures bring about, it tells us that we're appointed unto affliction. And what we're appointed unto that affliction, that is given unto us as a token concerning what God's ready to do upon the heads of the wicked. Isn't that what scripture teaches us? Why, yes, indeed it does. It tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation. Ask our tour Pavlovsky on Tim's show this morning. Oh my goodness. He understands the power of God unto salvation because he bore his cross all the way through. Because he understands that through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. This is foreign to the modern day church. Okay? That no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass. Whoa! Even as it came to pass. And so therefore, we understand why the Lord allows these things to happen, because it's a judgment upon the heads of the wicked. And when I think of the book of Colossians, it talks about, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. When the Lord says, touch not mine anointed, he's telling you that there is going to be reciprocity and recompense if you dare do that. And what happens? It happens. I mean, is it to suggest that the Lord's a man that he should lie? Folks, he's not a man that he should lie. Okay? So now let's get to the point. Where are people getting this from? A soft Jesus, one that doesn't biblically exist, with his arms wide open, talking about the end times and how he's going to come back and he's going to swoop everybody right out of the war that the Lord put the church on this planet to establish. His kingdom will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. How many times did Paul call us fellow soldiers? Why did he give us Ephesians starting in chapter 6, verse 12, down to the end of the chapter concerning our military warfare, spiritually speaking? Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Okay, so let's get to this. Where are the people getting this from? Well, it's not from the Bible. They're getting it from the heresies and the heretics that are allowed to spew out their heresies day in and day out. Their favorite preachers, the ones that look just like them, the ones that are willing to paint a picture of Jesus that looks just like them. Apparently, the American people and the American church have forgotten the second commandment. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to suit your sin, one that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, and the list goes on. Your righteousness is but filthy rags before the living God, period. So let's go over and see if this is true. When I think about who falls to judgment, let's go to that first. Because when you look at the threatenings of Christ, though he came to seek and save that which is lost, Luke 19:10, there's a parable right after that that we need to listen to. Okay? And this is what he said. He said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. You've already been given the land, friends. That's all you have to do is maintain the possession. You don't have to dispossess anybody. But it does tell us in Joshua 22 that we're still supposed to hold to the commandments and keeping them in our possession. Okay? That's what the American people have forsaken. They have wickedly forsaken God and his moral law. Not a ceremonial law. Put that up against Isaiah 8:20 and that of Matthew 5, verse 17. The Bible tells us in Luke 19 that when the Lord told them, occupy till I come, it tells us in verse 14, but his citizens hated him. Who are the citizens? Those that claim to be the children of God. And sent a messenger after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. Is that what's happening in America today? Oh, you better not. But they all profess to be Christians, but they act just like the devil. They produce the devil's fruit. And the Bible tells us we are to be fruit inspectors, Matthew 7:16. And it came to pass that when he returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded, not suggested. He commanded, not suggested, these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money. He's using it as a parable, a metaphor, if you will, that he might know how much every man had gained by his trading, by the gifts that the Lord has bestowed upon him. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. Good for you. And he said unto him, well, good, thou servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over the 10 cities. That's how it works. And by the way, there's joy in this, friends. It's not cumbersome. Okay? And the second came saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. Okay? So those that are faithful with the little, they receive more. And another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound which I have laid up in a napkin, for I feared thee because thou art an austere man. You are too hard for me. Thou takest up that thou laidest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. What did the Lord say? I'm going to come right back on the other side, because what we're being told about the second coming of Christ is not the one, for the most part, that's found in the Bible. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, I'm proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What it looks like when Jesus comes back, and I'm highlighting right now the workers of iniquity that the Lord judges. And if you look at it, they judge themselves. I'm in Luke 19 right now, and it talks about how Jesus said to them, "Occupy till I come." But the Bible tells us in verse 14, his citizens hated him. Okay? They hated him in action. They honored him with their lips, but their hearts were far from them. Right? And it tells us, and sent a message after him that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. But after that, by the way, friends, on verse 14, I want you to understand that the people said that they hated them. They hated him, I'm sorry. And then it tells us, we will not have this man to reign over us. And then it talks about the gifts that were given to the people and who responded, who was faithful with the little, who were given much. Okay? Now we're going to the third one down. And what I'm talking about right now is in verse 20, it says, "Lord, behold, here's your pound, which I have laid up in a napkin. I did nothing with it." I see this all over the place in the church, and they think they're saved. Hey, folks, if you're not bearing fruit, you're not saved, period. A salvation that does not bring forth fruit is not a salvation at all, period. John 15:8, that's how Jesus is glorified, by bringing forth much fruit. Then it tells us in verse 21 of Luke 19, for I feared thee because thou art an austere man. Anybody want to know what the word austere is? This is the true characteristics of the Christ. Okay, severe, harsh, rigid, stern, as an austere master. Okay? Now listen carefully as to what he said. That was the definition of austere. That's how he was basically defining his master. What did the Lord say right after that? Out of your own mouth I will judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knew that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not know, or that I did not sow. Wherefore he took from him and gave it to the others that were faithful. And what did he say? He said, but those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring them to me and slay them before me. Okay? So those are the wicked. Just so you know, identify it within yourself if it's true. That's what the Holy Ghost uses to bring about godly repentance if you're sorry for your sins. When you go to Matthew 24:12, who are those? Well, let me ask you this. Why does the love of many wax cold? Because they're the workers of lawlessness. They say and they do not do. Put that up against James 2:14-26 if you might. Okay? And it also comes to my aid where Jeremiah 5:28 comes in. They overpass the deeds of the wicked. I spend almost every day on this show showing the American people the answers to the problems that they have. When you find in the Word of God where it shows us, where are those that will stand up and fight against the workers of iniquity? That's a good example. Psalm 94:16. And then I think about those that love the Lord, but yet they do nothing in response to that command found in Psalm 94:16. And when I begin to look at this, I say to myself, wait a second, these are the people that are being set up for judgment because these are the ones that know to do the right thing, and yet they do it not. Jeremiah 5:28 says they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They don't do anything about them. Okay? So, do you think that the Lord's going to hold his hands open, put a big smile, a comforting smile on his face when he comes back to get you, to bring you to heaven? You might want to reread the Word of God, friends, because that does not apply to you. That does not apply to the disobedience. That does not apply to the workers of iniquity. The love of many waxeth cold because of the workers of iniquity. What is, friends, what is the fulfilling of the law? Matthew 22:37. The fulfilling of the law is to love your neighbor as yourself. I wouldn't want you as my neighbor if you didn't look out for me, if you didn't check on my six. That isn't love. That's hate. And somehow or another, the American people have equated love to lawlessness. Nope. Those are the people that are set for the judgment. Okay? They are set for the judgment. If you are not out there contending against the wicked, it's because you are out there praising the wicked. And the Bible's clear that it tells us in Proverbs 28:5, evil men understand not judgment, but those that seek the Lord understand all things. Isaiah 51:4, Isaiah 26:9, not in that order comes to my aid, that when the Lord's judgments are in the earth through his church, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Are you seeing that today? Nope, because you have a disobedient church in America that refuses to keep the commandments of the Lord, and they're going to eat the fruit of their own way. When you go to Matthew 23, folks, setting the record straight, He continuously woes the hypocrites. He spends the whole time warning the hypocrites as to what's coming. And the woe that he's putting this in context, friends, is he's cursing them for their disobedience, their refusal to hear. And instead of them doing the right thing, what do they do? They crucified him. John 19:15. Why? Because Amos 5:15 comes into my aid once again to tell us they hate him that speaketh of judgment within the gate. They hate him that speaketh uprightly. Well, guess what, folks? That's what Christians do, period. But when you go back to Matthew 23, it tells us right in verse 37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, let me apply this to America today. O America, America, you who kill the messengers
the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto you. How often when I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. The Lord said, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Okay? He said, okay, well, you're doing this to yourself. And when you look at Luke 13:34, what does it tell us? Listen carefully, America, because this is where we are at. O America, America, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto you, how often I would have gathered your children together. But you would not. The Bible says, but you would not. You would not. And then when I think of Luke 21, it tells us this is what's going to happen before this all takes place, and it's exactly what's being played out in front of your faces today. They shall lay their hands on you. They shall persecute you. They shall deliver you up to the churches and synagogues and prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my sake. This is already happening. It shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer. And then he talks about how he'll give you a mouth of wisdom to answer your adversaries. He said, you'll be betrayed by your parents, your brothers, your kinsfolks and friends, and some of you they shall even cause to be put to death. He said, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. It's amazing how many people call themselves Christians, and yet they have zero when it comes to their adversaries. It's because they stand for nothing. They're not preaching the word of God. You are a part of the wicked, and you are the part of them that your lot will end in judgment. And that's exactly what's on America today. You shall be hated for all men's by all men for my name's sake. And then he goes on, and then he talks about, but woe unto you, he said, for these are the days of vengeance, and that they will be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with children that gave them suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword. You just seen what the FBI allegedly did, what they've done in the past to the present, what they've been allowed to do by 329.5 million people in this country. You see who is responsible for sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb. You see who's child trafficking children. You see all of these evils on the horizon, and yet you do nothing but listen to the next show of your favorite talk show host. Well, I'm here to tell you what the word says. You are a part of the lot that falls to judgment, for you are the part in lot that are the wicked, defined as by God. And it tells us men's hearts failing them for fear. And it talks about the Son of Man coming on a cloud with power and great glory. And then it's interesting to note, friends, that he talks about how you will be entrenched by armies. Isn't that interesting? He said, don't be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life. He's talking about the righteous right there. He said, just be to the righteous. He said, just pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all of this. That you may be able to escape all of this. Bible tells us in verse 24 of Luke that they shall fall by the edge of the sword. There shall be signs in the sun and the moon. The list goes on and on and on and on. And then he talks about how you're going to be trenched. There are going to be armies trenched against you. And we already see this in play. Folks, if you think that your enemies are China and Russia alone, you better look at what's going on in D.C. And I'm talking about the corrupt institution that they're trying to establish. I'm not talking about American government. I'm not talking about good government. God ordained that institution of government. We're in trouble because the people sit back and they allow the small minority to continuously browbeat them into submission, and it's exactly what's happening today. It's exactly what's happening today. Now let me go back over to that of Amos and what it tells us. It tells us that the day, woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? The day will be darkness and not light. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. Read your Bibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.